The American Lung Association releases its State of Tobacco Control 2009 report. In protecting citizens from tobacco-related illnesses, the report gives Wisconsin generally pretty good grades. So says Donna Wininski with the American Lung Association of Wisconsin. The state got one F for tobacco control program funding.
That reflects the fact that the program funding was cut yet again. It's been cut several times in the budget over the past few years. The CDC recommends a certain level that they believe is necessary to run an effective program. In Wisconsin, that's $64 million a year. Our program is funded at about 12.5% of that recommended amount, or $8 million, so clearly we're not up to snuff.
Wininski says historically, Wisconsin has gotten all Fs, so despite the one F this time around, she is pretty happy with the two Bs Wisconsin scored.
Yeah, the Bs are good. The Bs I'm real pleased with. We are the fifth highest in the nation in terms of cigarette tax. There are still a handful of states that are considerably higher than ours, which is why we got the B instead of an A on that.
Wisconsin's cigarette tax is $2.52 a pack. Add the $1.01 federal tax for a grand total of $3.53 a pack.
We also do quite well in the cessation coverage that's provided to state residents who want to quit smoking.
The state also received an incomplete in the category of smoke-free air, which will certainly become an A next time around because Wisconsin will implement a statewide smoking ban beginning July 5th. Tobacco-related illnesses remain the number one preventable cause of death in the U.S., killing more than 393,000 Americans each year and costing the economy more than $193 billion. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.